Okay, great.
Manisha, can I ask a question about what has been discussed? A process question.
Sure.
Raul, do you see or do you sit and talk with people, you know, whoever sends the budget and accounting to the national office before it comes to the National Finance Committee? Do you go over them with them to see what these are? Because we see that missing things and misplacing, omitting incomes and expenses, these have a lot of, you know, implications. Do you talk with them before this report, for example, BAI comes to the national board? Do you talk with them and a question to say why is this that, why is this like this, why this doesn't look like, you know, or some incomes have not been reported properly or some expenses is not showing? Do you do that at all, or is that part of the process at all or not? Thanks.
Yes, as I stated earlier, I don't know if you were already there, but I stated at the very start of my report that the process that I wanted to have is to be able to talk to the general managers and business managers prior to finalizing each month's P&L. Because of the time constraint that we have, the business managers were left to do the job and to do to review it with their general managers, but I myself would love to do it with them, because we do a limited review here. When the information are generated here at the national office, we do a limited review of the expenses and the revenue. And if there's any major items that's really showing in this report, we investigate and we adjust them. One example was the tower. Before we presented this to you, there were over $650,000 worth of tower expense. That's because 3 months worth of tower expense for BAI was entered as 2014 expenses because they were paid in 2014. So we adjusted that and we accrued the 2013 expenses to the previous year. But yeah, that the process should be that there should be enough time to work with this with the managers and verify this. I think if we put the right people here, if we get the right people here at the national office, there will be somebody that can actually go through each one of the each line item and work with correcting them. But right now we don't have that luxury, but that's our goal.
Okay. Now we are slightly behind our agenda. Let's start WPFW. We'll stick with the consolidated statement. Raul?
Okay. Well, again, same thing with
I'm sorry. Everybody, can you please mute your phones, particularly if you're driving? Go ahead, Raul.
Yes. The same thing with VAI. The recording of the transaction, financial transactions at WPFW are being done and recorded by the business manager at KPFT. Again, it's basically the staff at PFW submitting the documents, the checks written to the business manager, and who will then record. They have done a better job in categorizing the revenue for PFW, and it looks like PFW is close to its target in expenses category, a little bit short on the revenue side, but overall I think except for the other expenses like FSRN, that's not in there anymore, that was budgeted, and the CPB, everything seems to be recorded.
questions on the WPFW income statement? The stack is open.
This is Tony.
I've got Tony. Anyone else?
This is Marcus. I have a question.
Marcus, I've got you second. Anyone else?
Adriana.
Adriana.
I go after Marcus.
Okay. Anyone after Adriana? Marcus, you get the place of honor. Go ahead.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you. First, I'd like to apologize. I just stepped out of another meeting, and I haven't been on the call. So I haven't really been following. And we just got these statements, so I really don't have, I really am interested in more information about the process of collecting the data and tabulating the data. And I guess my other question was, there have been some loans to the National Office, and I'm wondering how those are reflected on these statements. And I know it's a statement in front of me, so I must plead ignorance to some degree and ask Raul to fill me in.
No, sure. The loans, the advances made by the National Office from PFW or any other station for that matter are being credited to the intercompany accounts. Every month we assess or we accrue for the central services month after month. For PFW, for example, the central services for both PRA and National Office amounts to about $222,000 to date. But as you know, there's about $40,000 that's been advanced from KPF, WPFW. So that $70,000 advances. I stand corrected on that. $70,000 is probably less than what we actually had billed the PFW just for this year alone, the year to date, and about $180,000 just for National Office. So it's just reducing the balance of what is owed to the National Office in terms of the central services.
Tony, you're next.
Yes, I'm done. I'm done. Thanks.
So, Marcus, that'll all show up as the cash transactions. They'll show up on the balance sheet, the balance of how much PFW owes National or National owes PFW.
Right.
Current balance sheets yet.
Right. Yeah, my only comment, I guess, was there was some questions I think we had, I think Tony will agree, about the central services fee and the CC refunds and all that stuff. And I'm not going to hash that out here. I appreciate Ryle's comments. Thank you.
Tony, you're up next.
Yeah, I just had a quick question. Is our last flip drive numbers reflected on here? I think we did about 300,000. Is that reflected in this statement?
You mean the fund drive? Okay, let me clarify the process with the fund drive. When you have a $300,000 fund drive, they normally come, majority of it comes in the month that you had the fund drive. Well, but except that if you had started at the last day of the month or the last week of the month, it may not come through, the actual receipt may not come through until after that month. So it will be reflected as they come along. Yes, when the money is received, we certainly recognize the listener support revenue for that. As you can see, your WPFW's May revenue is up $474,000 in May.
And year-to-date listener support is $160,000 better than budget.
Okay, looks good to me so far.
So for WPFW, Raul, it looks like they're basically on budget except for that CPB money.
Right.
And if it were there, they would be almost exactly on budget, and without it, they're $91,000 behind budget.
Correct, yes. As you can see, I mean, even central services was, we recorded more expense than what was budgeted, and that's because that's based on revenue, which they exceeded by $160,000.
Adriana, I have you next.
Yes. I don't know if you know the answer to this, but how many employees in WPSW receive their health benefits? Do you have that number?
I don't have it handy, but if you give me a couple of minutes, I probably can, let's see. Roster PFW. Okay. WPFW. There's ten employees that have medical coverage.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions on PFW?
I didn't hear that number. How many employees was that?
10.
Okay, that are medically covered.
Yeah.
You know how many of those are part-time or full-time?
You know, I can't determine that because I don't, take it back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I could only say for sure the full-time employees, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I would say about 6 or 7. I don't know if these other people here are. I have the names, but I don't know which ones are those.
All right.
Okay, we're at time on this item. Next up is KPFT. Raul?
KPFT, okay. Hold on a second. I have so many spreadsheets open right now. Let's see where we are. There you go. KPFT. Okay. KPFD is experiencing about a $200,000 deficit on the revenue. And again, the KPFD business manager has done a great job doing recording this the financial transaction. So I haven't relied on the fair presentation of this financial statement. KPFT overall is off budget. That's primarily because of their shortfall in the revenue, in the other income category, primarily the CPV. but they're short about $70,000 in non-CTV revenue, and they're almost on target on their listener support. However, they have done a pretty good job in controlling their expenses, so that compensates for a little bit on the shortfall in the revenue. They're about $29,000 below budget in the income and expenses, and basically it's a very clean financials.
Questions on KPFT?
Yes, Jim.
I've got Jim. Anyone else to stack?
Adriana.
I've got Jim, and then Adriana. Anyone else? Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, the one question I had dealt with the salary for the business manager. The original arrangement was that since the business manager was initially hitting two stations and then three, that there would be a shared expense for that salary. And for over a year, KPFT was bearing the full load. Has that been changed, and is a portion of the business manager's expense, salary expense, being taken up by the other two East Coast stations?
Yes. Just to clarify, I believe what happened was the business manager, part of the business manager salary has been allocated to both of KP, BWBFW, and WBAI. So, yes.
Now, that KPFT paid full salary for, I believe, it was over a year, and there was some expectation that there would be reimbursement under the original agreement. Can KPFT expect to have a reimbursement for that period of time when KPFT was paying the full salary?
Okay, well, I don't know when this really started, but as of the October 2013, I think the actual accounting of stop at DFW, for example, I believe it was July of 2013, and then I don't know when they started allocating those expenses, but I think it's just a couple of months that they were not allocated. So it's probably, I don't know if there's such an agreement. I haven't seen anything. The only thing that I saw was the actual payment of salary to, or salary allocated to BAI and PFW, but I did not see any allocation agreement or anything like that.
So it's your understanding that from the beginning of the business manager covering the three stations, that all of that salary was allocated between the three stations?
It should have been allocated, but I don't know when they started doing that.
Okay, I'll get back with the
yes.
station and see exactly what that is, because that's something we probably all like to get wrapped up.
Okay, yes. I know there was a question, and I take a look at the payroll. There's a salary being allocated to each of the stations in New York and Washington.
Okay, who else wanted on stack?
Marcus.
Adriana.
Okay, Marcus, I've got you. I've got Adriana next.
Thank you.
Yeah, just
ahead,
a quick comment. I know we've been chuckling.
I'm sorry, Adriana next.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right.
I said that in a confusing way. Adriana's up next. Marcus, I've got you behind her.
Okay. First, the same question about the health benefits. How many employees in KPFC receive health benefits? How many of those are full-time employees?
Okay. For KPFT, D, I would say 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 also, and I do not know which ones are full-time employees and which are not part-time employees here. But 10 are under medical coverage.
Okay. Second question. Under administrative expenses, I see bank charges that I can see that we are like sometimes like 3 or 4 times the amount that the other station has. For example, APSC has 16,945 compared with WPFW that has 4,700. Or, for example, WBAI that has almost 6,000. How could it be that it's such a huge difference? What is included there?
Okay, these bank charges are the amounts they assess by the banks. They have service charges. They do an account analysis, and you have certain amount of float before they give you a credit to your service fees. It looks to me like they're basically averaging about $1,700 a month, and each of the stations has different bank account structure, so that could be the difference. The national office, this is one of the things that we're working on right now. It seems like you know, our bank charges are increasing in the last 4 months, and we found out why. But in this particular case, I think you're pretty stable in terms of the month-to-month expenses, and that line that's based on the historical expenses. I don't know the difference between each of the stations, but it's primarily the structure of their bank accounts in each of the stations are different. It's not like one account for each station. So, nevertheless, the totals are basically in line and on target.
I mean,
might be worth talking to your bank about, Adriana.
No, I that's why I asked. But I was told that is because that has to do. We need to have a different account where we receive the. Compared with revenue, I don't understand how could that be that high. That is my only question here.
Right. The national office, we don't have that much money, but we are being charged $5,000 a month, so we are protesting that. But I think, for example, BAI had Chase and Bank of America, while KPFT has Wells Fargo, Comerica, and another, I think there might have been a third one. But it depends on each station.
Okay, thank you. Means that we can really solve that next month. So thank you.
Sure.
Marcus, you've got the final question on the stack.
Just a quickie. I know regarding the business manager issue. I know we've been paying, supplementing, however you want to put it, for our business manager for some time. I have to say this is the first time I've ever heard about some arrangement or some back debt, and I just think we all need to do some appropriate due diligence on the matter and maybe bring it up at the next meeting, and I'll certainly do that.
Sure. Like I said, same as you, I don't have any agreement to my knowledge. I just see the records I just wanted to confirm that there's an allocation being done to PFW and BAI.
Right. To be continued. Thank you.
Correct. Thank you.
And I had one question myself. website income's totally missing. There's nothing recorded on that line.
Yeah.
KPFT. Do you think that's an accounting omission, or do you think it's an actual lack of income?
Because I really rely on our business manual there. I think that's possibly accurate. The lack of the website income for this year. They might have done another strategy or another method of generating revenue. But we could. We have a meeting on Thursday with the managers. I certainly would bring that up.
And there's also no expenses recorded under tower utilities, which I also noticed. I think WBAI had no expenses recorded for tower utilities.
Tower utilities are added on to the tower rental because they're being assessed by the Empire State Building. So if you look at the Empire State Building, a tower rental,
okay.
It includes utilities, yes. I don't know if KPFT, I think if I recall it right, and Adriana or Jim Boyd might probably know this, I think they own some property where they have the tower. I'm not sure.
But they budgeted to spend $38,000 by this point, and they're recorded as spending zero.
The tower, you go.
Yeah, this is Jim.
Yeah, Jim.
I'd rather not discuss that on an open line.
Fair enough. We will move on. Thank you. Thank you for interceding. Next item that we have on our agenda is KPFK. Well?
KPFK. Okay. It's a real challenge to do this financial statements. This P&L. We have a new business manager, interim business manager there, and it's just getting his feet wet. And so we are helping out in the creation of this financial statement, the preparation of this financial statement. We have undertaken to record the revenue with the caveat that we will reclassify some of this revenue because we just put them on listener support for now because of the deadline that we have. But this, again, based on actual cash receipts, and it is recorded on the month-to-month basis. We will get back and we can reclassify them to the respective categories. The salaries is a little bit, the revenue itself is, even without the CBB grant, they're behind about $400,000 in revenue. And the expenses are a little bit higher on the salary, so a total of, however, they have, again, their expenses are lower than budget, but I certainly suspect that there might be some more invoices that's not recorded here, and it will be recorded in July. I also have found some other expenses that were recorded in July, and it will probably be reflected in the next financial, the monthly financial statement, P&L statement. The expenses are showing it's below budget of $142,000. I think once they are finished inputting some of these expenses, we will be able to have a better number. Again, this is fiscal year 2014, so I think what we have time to rectify this situation by July or even August.
Okay, stacks open on KPFK.
Am I audible? Michael,
there we are. I've got Michael. Anyone else? Anyone else on KPFK? It's all you, Michael. Go ahead.
Adriana.
Yes,
I got you, Adriana. Go ahead, Michael.
I missed the beginning. I keep getting knocked off the call for some reason. I had a couple of concerns which I expressed to you by email. The list of support for February and March, I don't think is accurate. We just had a pretty good fund drive in February. So I did actually just get from our business manager an updated statement, which he said he tried to work in some of the details from MSIS. And so he's showing actually about 300,000, a little bit less for March, but quite a bit more, like actually eight times as much for February, 300,000 something listener support for February. So I think there's got to be although I understand your general thing about not correcting it month by month going backwards, but I think that's got to get corrected because it's a fairly major problem.
Right.
I think that was a period we had no business manager whatsoever for a month or so.
I think that's the time that the business manager switch. And we recorded.
So the thing is, he just sent me, he's still showing your same year-to-date actual, but I think that's wrong. I think the year-to-date actual on listen support is pretty close to budget, actually. I just did a quick calculation of numbers. He said,
yeah, it looks like if you're saying the 300,000, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, March a little less, February a whole lot more. I'm trying to think of the other concern I had. We just said the salaries misreported. Basically, the one of the main salary payments got reported as March.
Right.
And March is 50% higher, and the May is 50% low. But calculates out to the same total. But the list of support, I think, we did have to adjust and show correctly during the course of the year. And I have the same concern about all the others, the website, corporate. The other stuff, it's still empty here. I'm more worried about letters just getting rolled into the listener support, but the result that it's got, maybe higher essential services than we should have.
Right. Okay, we'll work with the business manager there and go through the not only that revenue, but also on the expenses. In July, we have already observed some expenses being recorded in July.
Yeah, basically we were way behind on fulfilling premiums, and so the station got a grant and applied it immediately to paying for and sending off to the listeners the promised thank you premiums for the February or December, February and May. Fund drives, all of which had been left unfulfilled because we were waiting for cash to come in the door. So,
when was that, Michael?
We were way behind on fulfillment of premiums going back.
What month was it because the money came in and the premiums went out?
Yeah, so in July, the money came in and a lot of premiums were purchased and sent out to backfill obligations to the listeners.
So that explains why you're 38,000 under on premium postage.
Yeah.
All right.
That's going to catch up with us.
Anyone else on KPFK? Oh, I have Adriana next. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, I have the same question about the health benefits. How many employees have full coverage health benefits, and how many employees basically do they have?
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, it's the average March and May. You'll see it basically just stays the same. The overall trend, our salaries is down.
2 plus 11, 13. 13 plus 4, 17. 17 plus 11, 28. I have 28. 28.
I'm sorry, 28 is health benefits.
Health benefits, yes.
And how many of those are full-time employees?
I don't know offhand. This doesn't say. whether they're full time or part time, they share the same cost.
Okay, thank you.
Adriana, we will get, there's headcount spreadsheets in the budget templates that Pacifica uses, so you'll be able to see that in detail when stations, for each station when they submit their budgets, which is hopefully soon.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else on KPFK? Okay, moving on. KPFA. Well?
Okay. KPFA. Okay. KPFA, it seems like they are on target with their revenue. They're actually over their revenue right now. The only reason why they're almost even with the budget is because they compensated for the lack of the CPB grant. So they're within $26,000 against budget. And then their expenses, their salary are about on target, about $18,000 lower than the budgeted ones. So overall, they're way ahead of their goal, having a surplus of $51,000 year to date versus a projected deficit year to date budget of $61,000. So that's a swing of about $112,000 ahead of budget. And again, that's mainly because of the revenue generated at the at KPFA. They're also about $105,000 that we just discovered that was not recorded in terms of a grant, a bequest that KPFA received in June. And that would be recorded in July. Any questions?
Questions on KPFA?
Michael, does it
say? I've got Michael for stack.
Barbara for stack.
I've got Barbara in position two. Anyone else? Go ahead, Michael.
It's not really a question, more of a comment. I think that the income figures for KPFA are spread throughout the spreadsheet. I mean, they show website income, corporate match, other income, community events, you know, the car donations. And I think if we can get the other stations' spreadsheets to look like that, it would be helpful to figure out really how to craft a budget for next year for all the stations, because we have to show different income streams.
Michael, you can't have our business manager.
Well, I totally agree that we should exert more effort in classifying the revenue, doing this on a month-to-month basis. It's really important to have this for references and other reporting requirements. So we will rectify in the coming months. We will rectify this, and hopefully by the end of this fiscal year, we would have rectified and reclassified most of these expenses. I mean, revenue that were not broken down into different categories.
Thank you.
Barbara, you're next.
Well, I've got a couple things. One, I will anticipate Ed Adriana's question about how many employees.
Okay.
You don't mind, Adriana, do you?
Barbara, I love it. Thank you.
Okay. We have 32 employees covered by health insurance. 7 are full-time, and 25 are part-time, not really minimal hours, but less than a full time. And then the other point I'd like to bring up is that, excuse me, our wonderful business manager has calculated our central services a little different than national office has. So we have to talk about this pretty soon. She's calculating a few months are higher in central services, only three of the months there. The rest are, she's calculated as fewer dollars than the national office has. And at the end, the total is almost 18,000 less, we believe, in central services, and that gives us almost 18,000 more in the surplus figure. But this is something we will work out as we perfect these statements.
Sounds like a good thing to work out offline. Any other questions on KPFA's figures?
Just a little note, a note to Barbara. I'm glad that you said you gave the information on the medical coverage for employees, because the national office does not handle the insurance of KPFA, and so they deal directly with their own providers. So I do not have that information handy. Thank you, Barbara.
Sure.
Anyone else for the KPFA income statement? Okay. We're done with income statements, and I'm sure more will come up as we go over them in more depth and the 2013 numbers. Just encourage folks to get what they can into writing and try to work it out between meetings. Next on our item.
Can I just add a little note on this P&L statement that everyone received? I don't know if there's any discussion about the budgeting process in our agenda tonight.
We could put a discussion under new business if you'd like.
Okay.
I think Michael wanted us to talk about our schedule for doing that anyway.
All right.
We decided to take up today the question of doing a financial impact review of the National Board's pending motion regarding having a Human Resources Council present at all executive sessions that discuss personnel matters. So, I put out an estimate on how many hours we spend in executive session on personnel matters in a six-month period. Does anybody have information on what our hourly rate for an HR counsel is? I don't know that we have one on retainer right now.
Let's make a guess.
Would you like to guess, Papa?
$700 an hour.
That sounds a little excessive.
How many hours do you estimate? And was this for a year? I don't know, Brian, did you answer that you were half cut out, or are you mulling it over?
I'm looking it up right now. In a six-month period, it was 37.5 hours by my estimate, which would make it 75 hours over the course of a year. And that's just meeting time, not preparation time.
Couple of hours.
Should we go with $300 an hour?
There
are so many attorneys that have built Pacifica at so many different rates.
You know, And I can I make a suggestion? I've worked with corporations, commercial corporations, private corporations, and we hired an HR consultant that we usually pay $2,000 a month and can really address some of our issues on an ongoing basis. And I think in 4 hours work of a council doing one session or doing two sessions, that would pay for that. And
I think that's a great suggestion, Raul, but what we were asked to do was just come up with a cost estimate.
Oh, okay.
If the National Board wants to have an attorney in every meeting, so that the National Board can make a more informed decision when it actually votes on that motion.
Right. Well, okay. Well, the going rate is about $400 to $450 an hour for our council.
So should we estimate it at $20,000 a year, not including prep time? Does anybody want to make a motion to that effect?
Salary, so moved.
I think that sounds a little low. If you were talking, I don't know, whether I'm recognized.
I would prefer if you say your name and then I'll recognize you, but go ahead, Barbara.
Okay. Taking the figure that Raul just mentioned of about $450 an hour times 75 hours, that's $33,750. If we were to do the other plan of $2,000 a month retainer, that's $24,000 for a year. And so it seems like giving the PNB an estimate of $20,000 is kind of low. I don't know if it'd be better to say some kind of a spread between $20,000 and $35,000 or something.
How about I make a motion in a form that explains our reasoning and that PNB can do what they want with the figures. The National Finance Committee estimates that at approximately 75 hours per year of executive session devoted to personnel issues, assuming an hourly rate of $400 per hour, implementing the motion regarding HR counsel in executive sessions, would cost approximately $30,000 per year, not including any time the attorneys spend in preparation for the meetings.
Or travel expense.
Mm-hmm. Or travel.
Sounds good.
Okay, I'm going to ask you all to bear with me for a minute while I type it. I'll send it out, and then I'll ask for objections.
Question?
Paul?
Hello? Are Paul there?
Sorry. My fingers are busy. This is Brian. Raul, while I'm typing, let's table this for a minute. While I'm typing, why don't you walk us through what you think a reason?
A what?
You cut out, Brian.
You're cutting out.
Sorry. While I'm typing, can we table this and Raul tell us what you think a reasonable timeline for budget approval is?
Okay. Yes, definitely. Well, first, I have sent in those files for each individual stations a file that contains three tabs. One of them is projections. This is either can be used by the GM or the local station board in charge of the budget or the chairman They could project what they think they're going to end up with for the last 3 months of this fiscal year. And then we could utilize that as a comparison for what we're projecting for 2050. And that's the reason. And all the formulas are there. All you need to do is input each line item, the expense that you think was not recorded or you think that's going to be spent in the last the last 3 months of the fiscal year. So that is, I think, will really help. Now that you have that comparison, I think we're about ready to go through that process. And our next meeting would be when? In 2 weeks? Is it in 2 weeks?
Yes.
Okay. And I need to hear from everyone what they think, because I cannot really impose on the timetable that might have been done already at the local station level. Should we go around and see what they have so far? KPFA?
You mean for local board approval level?
Whatever they have currently, where they at, budgeting process?
Well, I can tell you that KPFA did not present a budget to its LSC meeting this last Saturday, although that was what we had hoped to do. And it's kind of in progress, I know, but because of all the pressure of the tasks that the business people have been doing lately, it wasn't possible to have our budget presented.
And so you already have a budget, yes, but no approval schedule yet.
No, I don't know how much of the budget is actually put together. I know that some of it is. I have not seen a spreadsheet that's on.
Okay.
We've been mostly preoccupied with all this other stuff that you all are dealing with.
Okay. Well, our next budget, our next meeting is the 26th. Will there be any station out there? Will there be any station out there that would be ready for review in our on August 26th, or is it September 9th, maybe?
Yeah, this is Jim, KPFT.
Yeah.
We have agenda item to put our proposed budget in front of the LSB tomorrow night, so we may be available for the 26th.
Okay.
Yeah, KPFT, this is Michael. We had scheduled a local finance committee meeting for Thursday night and a budget meeting of our LSB for a week from tomorrow night, that's next Wednesday. But I don't think we're going to be able to make it given the same situation that Bobby was talking about. The business staff has been so wrapped up with trying to, you know, backfill the audit stuff the previous year and the data for this year that there hasn't been much ability to put together, you know, prospective figures for next year. So I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Marcus, do you know anything about your progress towards a budget in Washington?
Yeah, this is Tony. I don't know if Marcus is on the line. The Finance Committee hasn't met yet on that issue. We have to postpone it, but it'll probably have to be the middle or end of September before we can see.
So,
and how about WBAI? Paul?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, now you hear me. Okay. I keep not remembering whether I'm on mute or not, and I hit it, and I put myself... Okay. Well, the general manager at BAI at a finance committee meeting in July gave us a proposal, but it was, it was largely, we had an argument there about how to base our listener support for FY15, and I think we're making progress on that because that's, of course, our largest revenue, and I think we're making some progress on that, but we haven't got it yet. And precisely when we're going to get what done, I just can't say. We were supposed to have an LSP meeting tomorrow night where we were definitely not going to be looking at a budget. Maybe September that can happen, but it's going to...
Paul, just to clarify, are you saying in July you had a complete budget proposal?
Yeah, it was basically FY14 with 15 written on it.
Okay.
It did not seem a realistic thing to me at that time. And again, we're gonna have to have discussions because our overall listener support for FY14 is not at the budgeted daily listener support, and what we've had to do is have a lot more days pitching in FY14 than were budgeted. So it's a kind of a serious bit of a thing here.
So let's rediscuss the budget before the budget's actually in front of us.
Right. We are not going to be ready, if we're lucky, mid to late September.
Okay. I think that being the case, it sounds like we can count on reviewing KPFT's budget at our next meeting, which is scheduled for 2 weeks from today. We can aspire but not expect to review KPFK's budget at the same time. And I think 2 weeks from now will still be plenty of time to schedule meetings for review of the East Coast stations, and hopefully to determine when we'll have a KPFA budget available. What's your timeline on producing budgets for the national units, Raul, for the national office and the PRA?
Okay, well, we are starting the expense side. The revenue side is predicated on the revenue numbers that the stations are going to submit. So ours is a very simple budget, and we are just waiting for the stations to come up with their own budget, and even that, we need that approved budget to be reflected on our national budget. I'm going to assist also with preparing the PRA budget at the same time, and again, just like the national office, they're pretty straightforward. The one that's going to probably hold it is the final numbers from the stations.
Do you think it would make sense for us to do a preliminary review of just the expense side of the budget before all the station budgets come in?
Sure. Yeah.
When do you think would be what do you think would be a reasonable time frame for you to produce that?
I would say that our August is pretty much occupied, so maybe the middle of September, probably by September 9th. We're not meeting on the 2nd, right? Are we meeting on the 9th? Is that
yes.
The next meeting? Yeah.
Okay. Calendar that.
We have the expenses at that point budgeted.
Michael, do a sec.
Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, this is what I was concerned about when I said I think we need to schedule some more meetings. I think if we could look at the KPFTX calendar and maybe see, I think we might have to meet at least once a week in September. I don't see how to get through all this without having any more meetings. I mean, in a good year.
I just don't want to schedule a bunch of meetings that wind up being too early for us to actually review budgets.
Right.
So it sounds like we'll be able to handle KPFT, hopefully KPFK, at meetings we have scheduled, and the preliminary review on the expense side of the national office budget at our regular scheduled meeting for the 9th. Raul, what's the process for generating the archives budget? Will that come from them or from your office?